Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Raccoon Valley Radio General Manager John McGee with information on the Caring Christmas promotion. This is Marcus Mackey with Raccoon Valley Radio. I'm here with John McGee, the General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio. John, for those that don't know, what is the Caring Christmas promotion?
Well, thanks a lot, Marcus, first of all, for having me on with you today. For our Caring Christmas promotion, basically it's a two-part idea. One is we're raising a bunch of food to help those in need with our Caring Christmas food drive remotes and helping the area food pantries. The second part of the idea is our $1,000 Christmas cash giveaway, where we're going to be giving away $1,000 on each of our three radio stations.
What is the purpose of, kind of the live broadcast? I don't remember if you mentioned that or not.
Sure. So the live broadcast, we are out with our Caring Christmas live broadcast. Actually, we're scheduled right now with over 100 hours of food drive remotes. We ended up last year, I want to say about 84 hours of food drive remotes. Right now, we are scheduled to do over 100 hours of food drive remotes. And what's exciting is it's all around the area, right? So it's covering Greene, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, and new this year, even Audubon County. We're planning on being over in Audubon doing one of our Caring Christmas food drive remotes. So each of these are a two-hour remote where we partner with a client and we partner with a area grocery store where we are set up at the grocery store. We are on the air encouraging people to come out, make cash donations, make food donations to help area food pantries. Any food that we collect in that specific grocery store stays in that community's food pantry. We've got arrangements with all the food pantries. So right after we finish up on the air, we travel over to the food pantry and we unload those groceries right into the food pantry, so it's getting in the hands of somebody in need this holiday season instantaneous. Any cash that we get that are donations that come into us from the general public, we turn right into food, work with the grocery store to get good deals on the product, and then be able to turn around and get it right to the food pantry. So really it's kind of a three-prong idea in the fact that we're partnering with the grocery stores to allow us to be there. We're partnering with the clients to help sponsor us being there. And then we're partnering with the listener, with the community, to raise that food that so many people need this holiday season.
Why are these live broadcasts important?
I think, as I just touched there, the need is so great at the holiday season. I mean, if you talk to any of the food pantries, and this year they'll say it's been great year round. I mean, with inflation, with everything going on in the world today, the need for food and food insecurities is greater than it's ever been, and the food shelves are thin. So this is a great opportunity to raise food to help those in need this holiday season.
What items should people donate?
So when you talk to the food pantries, it varies a little bit by county, town by town. But non-perishables obviously are important. The toiletries and the personal hygiene products are probably some of those that get overlooked a little bit in the big scheme of things. But yeah, any sort of non-perishable items, even your peanut butters, your cereals, your canned goods, your pastas, all of those type of things are very good things to make for donation.
Things that are going to stay for a little bit, maybe you can get an entire meal out of and just kind of get everyone kind of fed there in the house.
Correct. And all of our grocery stores have got good partnerships with their area food pantries. So in some cases, even the cash donations, what will happen is it gets put on their account for right there at the grocery store. So the money stays in the community in some cases. But if the food pantry is needing perishables, occasionally they'll need some perishable items. They like having a little balance on file at the grocery store so that when they come in to pick up the donations, they also can pick up some of those perishable items but not have to worry about storing it for themselves.
All right. And what is the Christmas Cash Calls sweepstakes?
All right. So the Christmas Cash Calls sweepstakes is part of is an on-air part of the promotion to put a little bit of extra cash in people's pockets this holiday season. So I mentioned earlier there's three parts to the Caring Christmas. One is the food drive side of things. We're going to be giving away $1,000 on each of our three radio stations. So one lucky person on December 20th will win $1,000 just in time for Christmas to help those in need, help themselves out or donate it or whatever they'd like to do with it. And the Christmas Cash Calls is a fun, kind of a low dollar way to win some money. We start off with a dollar amount in the jackpot, and that'll vary. It could be anything from $5 to $25, $30, $40, depending on how things are going with the contest. But we basically start with the seed money in the drawing. We identify three businesses that are the sponsors of this Christmas cash call. We put those three businesses' names out on the air. We get a caller on the air live playing the contest with us. They basically got a 1 in 3 chance of guessing the correct business. If they guess XYZ Auto, the business that comes up in the sound effect, the drawing, then they win the money in the jackpot. And, you know, it's okay. Congratulations, you just won $20. Now, if you can answer this trivia question about XYZ Auto, we're going to double your money. So it turns that $20 into $40. And it's pretty fun because the answer to that trivia question is right on our website. So all you got to do is go out to raccoonvalleyradio.com and you can see the answer, know the answer right there. So when you're on the air playing the contest, make sure you got the website pulled up so that you know you can double your money that way. And let's say you didn't get it right. Let's say that you guessed a business and another business came up. The good news is we're going to throw another $5 in the jackpot. And the next time we're playing will be for that $25 versus $20. So it's kind of a progressive jackpot until somebody wins it. Then we give you the opportunity to double it. And the good news is we mail out those checks on a weekly basis so people can get some extra cash before Christmas gets here, before the holidays, to kind of help them out that way.
And how can people participate, kind of get registered for that grand prize giveaway as well?
Okay, so the biggest way that you can register for it is stopping into our participating businesses. We'll have on our website, we'll have a list of all sponsors. We'll be doing promos on the air that'll be naming off those sponsorships. You just stop into those businesses. They'll have registration boxes out. You just fill out the registration slip, put your name, address, phone number down, and then we will be drawing qualifiers out of those registration boxes that go into the actual station drawing. The other way is when we're out doing our live food drive remotes, make sure you stop by, make a donation of food, make sure you sign up at the table again there, and we'll draw for qualifiers from each of those remotes as well. And when I say qualifier, those names end up into the actual bigger drawing. So I may draw at a food drive remote, I may draw two different names out of that, and those two names end up directly in that $1,000 giveaway. So the more often you play, the more boxes you're in, the higher probability you have for a chance to get qualified. We'll also take qualifiers that are part of our Christmas cash calls. And Marcus, one of the things I get a lot of questions for as we're out doing the food drive remotes is, what do you do with the names, John? You know, what do you guys, we're signing up these registration boxes and what happens to those names? You personally can attest to it. We just destroy them. I mean, you know, I hate it when people sell my information out there and put it out there. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. It's meant to be a fun contest. It's meant to be a local contest. So feel free to sign up. Rest assured that the names aren't going anywhere. We're not doing anything with those names other than putting you into the drawing and hopefully awarding you $1,000. I do want to say a quick shout out and a big thank you to our sponsors that have helped make this possible. We couldn't do what we do without our sponsors. Couldn't do it without the grocery stores that we partner with. Couldn't do it without the staff here at Raccoon Valley Radio. I mentioned over 100 hours we're gearing up to do for these Caring Christmas food drive remotes. And really, that's a lot of time and energy that we put into doing this. We're happy to do it, but it does take a full staff, full team effort at Raccoon Valley Radio, and I appreciate all their involvement in doing it.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the Podcasts tab.